Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never
okay,
let
that's
you
not,
go.
That's not Lucas Shaw, that's Justin Bieber. He's the king of pop. That's according to Bloomberg, which reports it's the second month in a row for Bieber. Lucas, so what is his royal designation based on?
You know, we publish these rankings every month based on what before the pandemic was supposed to be six criteria. During the pandemic, it's been four because there's no live music. And so that's how much you listen to on Spotify. How popular are your videos on YouTube? How much do people interact with you on, with your posts on Instagram, and how many albums do you sell in a given month? And Justin Bieber was number one in the world this past month, both in terms of Spotify and in terms of Instagram. And Instagram is the one that really stands out to me because, you know, we've now been putting together these monthly rankings for a little more than a year, and he's either been number one or in the top three pretty much every single month on Instagram, has had kind of the consistency and the stability at the top on that, unlike any other artist.
For how long?
He's been number one five of the last 6 months, and I would say he's probably been in the top five every month we've done it.
And who are some of the others who have topped out?
You know, the last time he wasn't number one, Cardi B was number one. That was a couple of months ago when she had a new song out. BTS was number two in this most recent month. You often see artists like Ariana Grande up pretty high, sometimes Selena Gomez. It varies month to month, though there are certainly certain acts that are always pretty high up there. Snoop Dogg is also usually pretty high because he posts to Instagram more than any other musician by a mile.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there's anything an artist or fans can do to game the system.
The number of posts that Snoop does can, in a sense, game the system because you're going to generate more interactions. But then there are people who just are up there. You know, Bieber combines posting pretty frequently, like a couple times a day, with having one of the five biggest followings of any musician in the world. You know, he's right behind Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and Beyonce, but Beyonce doesn't post very often. Ariana is sort of off cycle with her music right now. She hasn't been posting as much. And it just seems like Selena Gomez doesn't post as much to Instagram as she used to.
I haven't heard you say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is up there. She has a very large following and generates a lot of activity, but not at the same level. And one of the things to keep in mind, you know, I've been tracking because she just re-released her previous album, the Taylor's version of it. And it had the biggest first week of sales of any album this year, but it has not landed in the way that like a new pop record lands, where it's the most listened to thing on Spotify, or it's really big on YouTube, or she has all this interaction on Instagram. She, for both of the past couple of months, has been in the top 25 of our rankings, but not in the top five and not that close. The album has already slipped out of the top 10 because all the people who wanted it the most were sort of those super fans who've gone in and gotten it. And it's now settled as, you know, because it's not a new album.
And this matters because what?
It matters because Taylor Swift tried something that very few musicians have ever done before, in that she re-recorded an old album of hers. She was frustrated that someone else owned it, owned the masters, and so she wanted to have a version of it that she owned. And so she has, during quarantine or during the pandemic, re-recorded a lot of her old music, re-released it, put a big marketing push behind it, as only Taylor Swift does. It's something we haven't seen in the music business before, and a lot of people are going to be looking to see how her album does and to see if it may inspire other big acts to do the same with early work that they don't own anymore.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.